Okay, Sunday night prep work. Coach Michael Bird, I hope you've had a great weekend. It's been a beautiful weekend here in Tennessee, and I'm here at my home office. I've been getting ready for the week, and I'd like to bring you a Sunday night prep. Just a few reminders, if you're watching this, a lot of these go to my podcast channel or YouTube, although I've got a new podcast called Pray Drive, Coach's Locker Room, Lessons from the Lodge. It all goes under America's Coach. You could pick up a copy of my book, Flip the Switch, at Amazon or at CoachBird.com. And you can go get the Audible Pray Drive on Audible if you want to get that. So tonight I want to talk about a seat at the big table. When I wrote this book, small book called From A to B, I actually did an incredible course on this that you can get at my website. It's probably one of the best courses that I've ever done. Because what a lot of people have is they have what's called opportunity confusion. Okay, and I write about this, Kelly, in the book A to B. I had forgotten that I wrote about opportunity confusion. When you write 20 books, folks, you're writing so much that you sometimes forget about what you wrote. So I want you to keep this in mind. We all want a seat at what Price Pritchett called the big table. See, Price Pritchett was a psychologist who worked with people one-to-one, and, you know, just like a psychologist does. And then one day he figured out that the big money was not working one-to-one with people. It was actually working with people through mergers and acquisitions. That's where two companies merge or there's an acquisition, and there's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of fear, and the cultures collide with each other. And what he figured out was, man, that's the big table. And when I heard him say this, Thomas C. Davidson, I wanted a seat at the big table. I want you thinking, when you do the exercise A to B, A is your current position, B is where you're trying to get to. I want you asking yourself, what is the big table for you? Right? You see me doing stuff with Adam Coffey, and Adam Coffey wrote the Exit Strategy Playbook, Private Equity Playbook, Empire Builder, and he's basically purchased 58 companies, $3.1 billion, worked under Jack Welch. You see me doing this event May 10th and May 11th with a guy like that, and it's because he figured out what the big table was, right? He figured out where the big table was, where the exits were. And so for you, you know, I'm going to be doing this webinar tomorrow night. We did this one just the other night, and it was very popular with me and JT Fox and Adam Coffey. So we're going to replicate it again tomorrow night, and we're going to talk about what does the big table mean for you. Because for me, John Hart, I've been coaching for 33 years, and I love coaching people, and this is what I do for a profession. I wake up and I coach people. But over the last few years, you've seen me make some bigger moves, right? Building a $7 million complex in downtown Nashville. That is the first of many. Getting involved in retreat sites, strategic partnerships, bigger plays. And what I've been trying to do is go, okay, how do I leverage, Brian White, this incredible network of people, right? How do I leverage this into a bigger play? What is the B goal? And where do you do this? Well, every big play you're ever going to make in your life is going to come in and through key relationships with other people. So when you see me do this event where I bring these guys to Nashville and we do build an empire, number one, you go, well, you may go, I don't have a sellable asset. That's the first thing some people say. Well, I don't have anything to sell. Well, that doesn't mean you can't structure or restructure a business. Any business that is poorly structured can always be restructured at some point in the future. Kiyosaki used to say a poorly designed business always has to be redesigned at some point in the future. So for you, you may be sitting here on a Sunday night. What's up, David Lashley? And you may be saying, man, I want a seat at a bigger table. What does the big table mean for me? Well, I can tell you this. It's not going to find you. You're going to find it. And you're going to find it through these relationships. You're going to find it by getting in a room and having your mind motivated. You're going to find it by coming to a place like the Greatness Factory. You're going to find it by being around bigger players, okay? You're going to find it when you pursue it, right? And that is Pray Drive. Pray Drive is the pursuit of a curiosity, the pursuit of an energy, the pursuit of a thought, the pursuit of a dream, right? And once you get in there, you're going to go, okay, this is a good table, but there's a bigger table. Now, then some of you are going, no, that's not for me. I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough. And you don't have the confidence to pursue the big table. But this is really the question. If you said, okay, now there's another term I use for B in the book called the level 10 opportunity. And the level 10 opportunity is the greatest opportunity available to you that you're just not focused on. Okay. And this is where the mind, John Lyle's got to think, okay, all right, we're keeping the trains running. We're keeping the trains running. But the whole time we're keeping the trains running, we got to be thinking about what's the next bigger play. So when you see me do things like this May 10th and 11th event with Adam Coffey and JT Fox, who's a strategic deal maker, you see me do cool evenings with wealthy people where we can learn and study under people who have built both internal profit and external profit. It's like the first thing you need to do is like, man, I need to get in there. I need to figure out a way to get in there. I need to figure out a way to get proximity to these people who are making these moves so we can learn something, so we can play a bigger game, right? 31 years old. I'm coaching high school basketball. I've gotten as far as I could take this thing. I've won a championship. I've spent a decade of my life building something. Then I started a coaching company. Then I started writing books. Then I started speaking around the country, but I still would wake up and go, it's got to be a bigger play. What is the bigger play? What can I scale? What can I sell? What can I exit? What's the big table for me? What's a seat at the big table? And I figured out that it wasn't necessarily through the coaching business. It was actually through key strategic partnerships that I was making through the coaching business. So I really said, okay, I want to get into commercial real estate. I want to get into owning retreat sites. I want to get into building greatness factories. I want to get into the next move. So I want you to think, you are not defined by your current role. You're probably really an entrepreneur. That's a person that takes a lower level resource to a higher level of productivity, and you have a very specialized skill set. No different than Cardone. Grant Cardone figured out that the big money wasn't in the coaching business. The big money was in the real estate business. And he said it one night. He said, man, I could never build a $1 billion coaching company, but I could build a $1 billion real estate company. So the coaching people became a feeder system to the real estate company and became investors. And then he got involved in Cardone Capital, equity, all of those things, service-based businesses, purchasing companies. Why? Because after 30 years, he figured out there was a bigger table. So for you, I want you thinking this week. I want you to do the exercise A to B. If you've never grabbed the book and done the, if you've never grabbed the book and actually completed the course that I did on my website from A to B, it'll force you to think, what is this big table? Now, the big table's not just going to show up on your doorstep one day, folks. Nobody's going to come knocking. I mean, they may. Somebody may come knocking if you spend a number of years building something. But many times, it's going to come by you reaching out. Every big opportunity I have started with me initiating, me connecting, me locating an ambition of another person, me explaining my value, me knowing my assets, and me offering to do something and make a move. Lee and Don, that's how every big move I've ever had, right? It's like, how do you attract a blue marlin? Well, you attract a blue marlin by having something of value. You attract a blue marlin by being attractive to the marketplace. You attract a blue marlin by knowing your assets and knowing what other people want. And then you're strategically partnering. So some of you may be looking for a buyer to buy your business. Some of you may want to get to $1 million of EBITDA. Some of you may want to get to $10 million, Mike White. Some of you may want to get to $100 million. Well, if I put you in a room and I bring a guy who's bought 58 companies, run three private equity firms, $3.1 billion of exits, and worked under Jack Welch, all I can do is bring him. If you don't come and get in the room with him, then I don't know what else I can do for you, man. I am interested. A person said to me the other day, but I don't have anything that I could sell. Well, that doesn't mean you can't build something that you can sell. Doesn't mean you can't acquire something that you could sell. There's a way to do it, either through strategic partnership or strategic buyers or investors or just good old-fashioned sweat equity, folks, kind of like I built this business, okay? So if you're out there, here's a message tonight. The message is, what's a seat at the big table mean for you? Just like Price Pritchett, I can make money being a psychologist, or I can go in here and do the mergers and acquisitions. This is the question you got to be asking yourself. And are you tired of playing at the small table? Are you as I like to say, a level 10 person, Sean, stuck in a level 4 level. See, I got a good buddy. He's a real estate, he's a mortgage guy. And he said, man, I don't have a sellable asset. Okay. I can't sell the mortgage company, Andre. And I said, well, you could take the money and go purchase businesses that are doing 1 to 4 million, make those businesses better. And then now you got a sellable asset. Take the money from the mortgage company, purchase a business, enhance the business, make it more valuable, and then sell it. This is the things we got to know. So it's very easy for you to go, no, I don't have any sellable assets. So why would I be interested in understanding private equity or acquisition or exits? Because at some point, you're going to get tired of playing at a smaller level. At some point, you're going to want a seat at the big table, and it's going to take some knockdowns. It's going to take some exhaustion. It's going to take some frustration. And as Coffee says, you got two options, folks, be a dreamer or be a doer. I talk about going from mental creation to physical action. And the physical action you can take, Eli, that's my son's name too, by the way, is to just reach out and get in a room with somebody who knows how to do it. Right? Mike White showed up at the Greatness Factory for 2 straight weeks and said, when can I show up to work? How can I work at the Greatness Factory? And now look at him. Now I'm going to put him in a room with the guy who's probably a billionaire. He's going to be around people. Why? Because he took an action. I always like to say, when in doubt, take an action. So this is the book I'm talking about tonight, A to B. It's a small book that makes a big difference. B is the big table. B is the dominant aspiration. B is the ultimate goal. But nothing happens until you get into a physical action, Daniel Hodges. Okay, so that's what we're talking about this week. Now, I'm coming to all kinds of places around the country. I create these tours. Next couple stops will be Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois. We're going to be down on the river at the Renaissance. Atlanta, Georgia, I'm coming there in just a few months. Then you come to the Greatness Factory. Mike White is in charge of getting 109 people to come to Wealthy, Cool Nights with Wealthy People. Dustin Black built Black Tie Movement, decided to be a country music singer at 45 years old, something like that. He's going to be my special guest that night at the Greatness Factory. We want to see you there. Okay, we want to see you there. We want to see you in the room. The first action you can take is right now. Go to my website, coachbert.com, or reach out to Kelly Eisler or Mike White, who's on here, and say, I want to get in the room with Coach Bert. I'm ready for a bigger table. I'm ready for a seat at the table. And if anybody can show you how to get it, it's me. Okay? I can show you how to get a seat at the big table if you'll just be open. So tomorrow night, webinar, 7 p.m., me, JT Fox, Adam Coffey, we'll go through it again. And then May 10th and 11th, Adam Coffey and JT Fox will be at the Greatness Factory. And we got events coming like crazy. I'm going to be doing things with Jeremy Miner. You're going to see me do an event with Jeremy Miner. I got Renee Rodriguez coming to my Activate event in September. You ought to get your tickets to that. I've only got 109 seats at these events because it's intimate and it's right there. It's intimate and it's right there. I typically have 12 to 13 VIP seats for the Dream Foundry. So I'm trying to get this thing going, folks, and I'm right there with you fighting for you. But you got to get in there and fight for yourself. It's like if you go whitewater rafting and you fall out of the boat, Joseph, a good guide will say you must become an active participant in your own rescue. Okay? I'm going to help you, but you're going to have to help yourself at some point. So reach out to one of my team members. Let's get you in a room. Everybody needs a coach. This is a Sunday Night Prep with Coach Bert. My new podcast is under America's Coach. I'll be doing that on pretty much a weekly basis. Carlos Reyes will be doing something with him as well. We're getting him on the phone. All kinds of good people in the world, man. So love you guys. Everybody needs a coach in life.